River Country, Keith speaking.
Hopper.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
You know, the nights are getting longer. The days are getting shorter. They're cooler. You know what that? It makes it really hard to get out of bed in the morning.
It's
because
tough.
My wife
probably
pumps out such an insane amount of heat. She's very warm.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, come here, you know, just my little heater. And she's like, leave me alone.
I'm sleeping.
Exactly. And I'm like, well, I'm cold.
I'm sleeping.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Right now, she's probably curled up in a little nest in the bedroom listening to me thinking, shut up, James. We should probably just jump into what's going on this week before she comes in here and beats me to death with a baseball bat.
What is going on?
Well, it's Friday today, and as such, there's some free play over at the Children's Resource Center here in town starting at 10 until noon. So if you've got little ones and you're wondering, well, what is this Children's Resource Center all about? Go check it out. An amazing resource. It's been here for a long time. I wish I'd known about it when my kids were young like that. And, you know, it was there. I didn't know. And I still hear from people going, well, what is this? Like, people don't know what it is. It's a service that's there for you folks. Take advantage of it. We're going to jump all the way to the other end of the spectrum. You know, we go from the children to our seniors. There's floor curling over at the Golden Age Club starting at 1:30 today.
Ah, from the kids to the kids at heart.
There you go. Absolutely. And there's a football game in town today.
Yes, there is.
Are you reffing it?
I am.
Well, stop by and say hi.
I will. Hi.
Good. The Sabres are playing our Renegades over at E.W. Pratt, and that starts at 4:30. Go check it out, folks. Support your local football team. Tomorrow, Saturday, is the Farmers Market out in Inilda from 10 until 2. And, oh, this is so amazing. Marigold is putting on A Taste of High Prairie from noon until 6. So, like, all sorts of tasty things available.
All sorts of deliciousness.
Hey, if there's food involved, you can be pretty darn sure that I'm not going to be too far away.
I can agree with that. I'm probably not going to be far away for it either.
Yeah, and you've seen me eat. I'm good at it, as my waistline will attest.
Uh-huh. It's okay. I'm in the same boat.
What's that?
I'm in the same boat, too.
There you go. Sunday is Grandparents' Day. So if you're fortunate enough to have your grandparents around, give them a call. Or better yet, if they're close by, go visit them. Crib is happening over at the Golden Age Center on Sunday as well, starting at 1:30. Monday over at the Golden Age Center there, they've got shuffleboard at 7. And also over at, I'm going to jump over to the other side of the spectrum again, Play and Learn over at the Children's Resource Center starting at 1. Use this resource, people. It's incredible what they do there. Great staff. They're just wonderful. Tuesday, well, now we're starting to get into it. There is a Hyperion Area Society football meeting over at Amiro's at 6:30 in the back room there. And then also on Tuesday, the Royal Purple meet downtown at the Elks Hall. They meet at 7:30. The Elks meet in the same location. They start at 8. So if you want to help the community out, the Royal Purple and the Elks are two amazing organizations that have been here for decades and done so much for our community. Go and join up and see what that's all about. Also, on Tuesday and Wednesday, the Zirka Dance registration is happening.
Ah, yes.
From 4:30 until 6, and that's going to be at the High Prairie Legion. So go check that out if you want to get your kids involved there. What else have we got going next Wednesday? We've got, this is a big one, Baby and Me over at the Children's Resource Center. So if you're a new parent and you're feeling overwhelmed, you're like, oh, man, I'm like, what can I do? Again, go check this out. That starts at 1, and Beautification is meeting on Wednesday as well at Amaro's in the back room. And they're the ones that do our Christmas light up, and they take care of a lot of the flower beds around town. Wonderful organization there as well. What do we got next Thursday? Looks like our team's on the road playing the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where that one's at, though.
The Warriors, I believe, are in Grand Prairie.
Okay, so if you're in Grand Prairie next Thursday, they're going to be playing at 5.
Mm-hmm.
So,
And if I'm not mistaken, their Bantam team is going to be in Peace River next Saturday at 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Big rivalry.
Yes. Yep. That's next Saturday, so we'll talk about that next week.
You bet.
And here's another big one next Thursday. The High Prairie RCMP are having a consultation meeting in the council chambers at the town office there. That goes from 7 till 9. So if you have a concern about what's happening in our community as far as the criminal element, go check this out. Make your voice heard. You want to make a difference? This is where you start.
Hey, so you just need to ask. There's no sin in asking, right?
Not at all. I tell people all the time, I tell my kids this, the only stupid question is the one that you don't ask.
That is so true.
Words to live by.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we got going on this week. We will talk to you next week, Hopper.
You bet. Take care, James. Thank you very much.
Bye.